An isolation valve is a valve that stops the flow to a given location. Isolation valves are designed to operate in either the fully closed or the fully open position, but never in a throttling mode. The installation direction should be indicated on the valve body, process and instrument diagrams, and piping assembly drawings. In an open valve, fluid flows in a direction from higher pressure to lower pressure. Isolation valves must only be operated with a differential pressure of less than or equal to 0.3 bar. An exception may be made if the valve is designed for throttling service or an oxygen hazard analysis and risk assessment is carried out. In oxygen service, particularly during pressurization and startup, isolation valves opened with a high differential pressure across the seat can experience high velocity and turbulence through the valve during its opening, frictional heating and/or mechanical impact of internal components due to severe vibration, or rapid downstream pressurization and possible temperature rise due to adiabatic compression, entrainment of upstream particles, and impingement-based ignition. These hazards can be minimized by using an equalization bypass system, a specific operating procedure to equalize pressure across the isolation valve before it is opened, as well as for the system cooldown, or an isolation valve that is designed using the criteria for throttling valves. In general, the bypass system can allow for the 0.3 bar maximum differential pressure across the large valve to be achieved before it is opened. A bypass valve is needed when both sides of the main isolation valve cannot be pressurized from another source. Given the small size of the bypass valve, the cost differential of different exempt materials is small, and hence use of Monel 400 for this service is often recommended. Let's take a closer look at the equalization bypass system. An equalization bypass system is used to slowly pressurize the upstream or downstream piping systems to mitigate risks associated with the excessive mechanical loading on the isolation valve, high fluid velocity, and rapid pressurization. A bypass system is normally piped from immediately upstream to immediately downstream of an isolation valve. The 8 diameters downstream of the bypass valve must be constructed of an exempt material, preferably the same material as the valve. Exceptions are allowed if the isolation valve and 8 diameters downstream of the valve is designed for throttling service, or operating procedures can be used to equalize pressure within 0.3 bar across the isolation valve before opening without flowing oxygen. A bypass system must pass the following criteria. A throttling valve, such as a globe valve, is used. Bypass valve is sized to allow pressure equalization on opposing sides of the isolation valve within an acceptable time period. And bypass line materials are burn resistant or selected based on an oxygen hazard analysis and risk assessment. The bypass valve and 8 diameters downstream of the valve must be built with exempt materials. In general, the use of Monel 400 is preferred as a standard for this service where not prohibited by other process restrictions.